Today we're going to talk about the Isurim of Kibbutz and Gihutz. The Gemara in Daf Tesvavim and Aleph derives the Isur of Kibbutz for an Avel from the Psukim regarding the Isha Chachama Mitkoa. The Pasuk says, the Yoav says to the Isha Chachama, His Ablina v'Livshina b'gdei Evel, v'al tasochi shemen. The Gemara derives from there that there's an Isur of Kibbutz for an Avel. An Avel cannot do laundry. The Pashas of the Gemara in Daf Yitzayin Amid Beis is that this Isser Kibbutz is a Shiva Halacha, not a Shloshim Halacha, as opposed to the Isser of Gihutz, which we'll have to define. Gihutz, it's clear from the Gemara in Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph, is a Shloshim Halacha. Okay, so again, simple understanding of the Gemara in Daf Yitzayin Amid Beis, which is the position of Rabbi Shonim, is that Kibbutz is only a Shiva Halacha, whereas the Gihutz is a Shloshim Halacha. Most Rishonim understand that kibbutz is laundering, washing clothing, and it doesn't make a difference whether you're washing with water as opposed to washing it with detergent. Even if you wash it only with water, that's still an Isser of kibbutz. That's the position of Rav Rishonim, as opposed to gihutz, which is some form of pressing the clothing, but not a form of washing. The Nimuka Yosef assumes that the difference between kibbutz and gihutz is a difference in quality of washing. Kibbutz means you're washing with water. That's a lower grade washing, as opposed to gihutz, which is washing with detergent, with avar or neser, or some kind of stronger agent. And those two positions of gihutz are reflected in Shulchan Aruch and Sifav. The first position is essentially some kind of pressing, and the second position, the second Yesh Omrim, is out of the Nimuka Yosef that Giyutz involves using detergent and not only water. The Riva quoted in Tosas that Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph Deeper Maskel Kol Shloshim Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Riva is of the opinion, based on his reading of a Brisa Maseches Machos, that the Isur Kibbutz is in fact Nohe Kol Shloshim Midina. That's what he understands. The Brisa Maseches Machos, Shmona Yamim Kodama Regel, Imratza Lechabit Zulasapa Hershis Biyado, given that Shloshim breaks the Nihuge Avelis, sorry, that Yanta breaks the Nihuge Avelis of Shloshim. If you have 8 days of Avelas leading up to Yantiv, meaning Shiva is complete, and then you begin the Shloshim, in that situation, you're allowed to engage in Kibbutz and Tisbaris. That's Mashma, that Kibbutz is a Shloshim Halach, if not for the fact that Yantiv broke Avelas, there'd be no Heter for Tichboses, even during Shloshim. Tosa rejects that, and Tosa assumes that kibbutz in the context of that brisa means gihutz and not kibbutz, but that's the position of the Riva. And that Riva is reflected in the minhag that the Rama quotes in the beginning of Sif Aleph, Simin Shin Peites, which is our minhag. The Mechaber writes, Avel asur l'chabes kesusa kol shiva yamim, afil b'mayim levad. So we assume, like, the Isur kibbutz is even if it's only with water. V'la'acha Shiva mutter, and after Shiva, there's no restrictions of kibbutz. The Rama writes, V'la'acha Shiva shari, va'olam nagubo iser. That even though that's true, midina, but miminhaga, we practice an iser of kibbutz for the entirety of Shloshim. Fine. The Shach does quote here from the Bach in Sukkot and Beis, V'olam nogabu iser, hainu shachoshishim l'svaris riva v'siyata, d'asur kibbutz kol shloshim. V'mashma v'tosvos, d'eino osur elu b'mechubas b'neser v'chol, avalo b'mayim levat. So the riva himself may have been of the opinion that the iser tichboses of kibbutz anyway is limited to detergent and not water. V'kasabach, l'fizeb b'mechubas b'mayim levat, ein sarach lal bisho, so having someone else wear clothing to get out of kibbutz, we'll talk about. But the second point, which is what we're focusing on now, is the quotes in the Bach, that inasmuch as the source for the minog of asering kibbutz kol shloshim is the Riva, or at least the minog reflects the position of the Riva, and the Riva himself may well have held by those who showed him, which may be the majority position we showed him, that the iser of kibbutz, majority opinion, but he presents Riva as holding that the iser of kibbutz is only if you wash it with detergent and not with water. So if you put two of them together, then you can be makel during shloshim to wash something with water only without detergent. Okay. The second point of the mechaber here that we just glossed over, kishem she'asir l'chabes kachasir lilbosh ha'mechubasim kodom l'chein, not only is there an iser of doing laundry, but there's also an iser of wearing freshly laundered garments. That's not mefurash in the Gemara. The Gemara has on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph in Ba Lahachlif Machlif. That this is in the context of the Kriya Gemara. And the simple understanding of the Gemara in context is referring to whether you can switch a bag at a pot on which you tore Kriya for another bag. Tosas writes, Kaf Dalet Amud Aleph Dibra Mas, the Tosas on Kaf Dalet Amud Beis. Tosas is on Kaf Dalet Amud Beis Dibra Maskel Birchas Avelim Tanchumi Avelim. So then Tosas has a comment that's really going back on Amud Aleph. Le'el Pirsh Bekuntris. Now, we don't have this Rashi in our Rashi, and it doesn't appear in the Rashi Ksav Yad either, but Tosas had such a Rashi. Dimbo lahachlif begadim shekapsu kodem haregel. The Marsha says that should really say kodem ha'evel. Dimbo lahachlif begadim shekapsu kodem ha'evel. Lilbosh begadim shehem bechubasim. If you want to switch clothing that was washed before you became an avel, with clothing that is presently washed, Ichaluku Malbush, Umikan Mashma, Sharashi Hayamati Begadim Shekafsu Kodem HaEvel. So Tosaf quotes this version of Rashi that understood in Bala Hachlif Machlif that you're allowed to switch your clothing during Avelus for clothing that was washed before you became an avel. Even though it's mutter, it's usher to do laundry when you're an avelus, but if you have clothing that was already laundered before you became an avel, you're allowed to put on that clothing during avelus. And Tosas argues that that's not correct. Right. Tosas assumes, like what seems to be the simpler understanding of the modern context, that we're talking about switching a beged she'eno karua. But the need of the Gemara has nothing to do with a beged mechubas. That's how the Ramban understands the Gemara. So according to Tosfos, Tosas assumes that included in the iser of kibbutz is not only is it usher to do laundry, but it's usher to wear freshly laundered garments as well. Now we should know the Rambam, Perakei Lach Gimel, the Rambam writes that you're not allowed to wear begadim migu hatsim, but there's no reference to an iser of wearing begadim mechubasim. That's what the Lach Mishnah points out there. The Rambam, the Rambam is against the Ramban. The Ramban and Tosas are explicit that there's an iser of wearing begadim mechubasim during Shiva, and the Rambam does not have any evidence of that. The Rambam just talks about wearing begadim migu hatsim, not begadim mechubasim. And the Lech Mishnah makes the same point within the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios about Shavuot Shechalbo, Perakei Tanios Halacha Vav. But what our psak in Shulchan Aruch is based on the position of the Bali Tosos, which is the position of the Rabban in Taras Adam, that just as there's an Isser of Kibbutz, there's also an Isser of wearing the Gadim Mechubasim.
Question?
I'm sorry?
Why is it so pashut that if the Gemara is talking about Kriya, and that there's no, it doesn't say the heter of wearing previously laundered garments, that automatically means that there's an isser of wearing laundered pre-laundered garments?
It doesn't automatically mean that it is. There's no, according to Tosas, there's no explicit Gemara that's matir, and Tosas and the Rabban assume that the isser of, part of it may be, we'll get to this point a little bit later, but part of it may be that if the extent of the isser of kibbutz was simply doing laundry, why isn't that asr mishum malacha anyway? What do we add by asr and kibbutz? Isn't kibbutz nichlau the malacha? So we showed him they're not bothered by that. We'll get to that a little bit later. But on some level, that may be part of that perspective, that kibbutz, if kibbutz was only performing laundry, doing laundry, then what's the chiddush of kibbutz? That should be asr anyway, mishum malacha. So maybe that's a reason to view kibbutz more expansively, that it's not just doing the kibbutz, but there's something about kibbutz per se and wearing the gadim b'chubasim is an extension of the yisr kibbutz as well. Not just the act of doing laundry, but it's wearing, and that's kind of a little bit the mashmos of the pasuk in Shmuel, right? The pasuk that the Gemara quotes as the source from the Yishach HaChanan Mitkoa that we started with was Lifshina Big Day Eva. The Gemara assumes that there's some status to Big Day Eva, and that's a source for an Isser Kibbutz. If it's only doing laundry, why does that give it a status of a Big Day Eva? But maybe Dafka wearing clothing that isn't laundered, that gives it a status of Big Day Eva. Okay. The tour writes as follows over here. The Torah quotes the Riva that we began with, that Asher is Kibbutz Kol Shloshim. Then he quotes the Smack. The Besefer Mitzvah Kasav Mutter Lilbosh Chaluk Lavan Niad Archashiva. So Mikra Din, you're allowed to wear clean, freshly laundered clothing right after Shiva. But Ola Nogabo Isser. The Nogin Sha'adam Acher Lo Shotchila. So the minhag olam is to be machmir on kibbutz, but to be mekel, to allow someone else to wear it first, which removes the shame mechubas, which we'll get back to. The minhag ikar ad kat. Says the tor, that's from the smak. Says the tor, ve'eni yodeya tam leminhag zeh. Why does that minhag make sense? Da filu gihutz mutter b'yishanim kol shekein kibbutz. The Isser of Gihutz, which applies Kol Shloshim, and Gihutz is more chamer than Kibbutz, by virtue of the fact, that it does apply Kol Shloshim, and a whatever Gihutz is, the product of a Beged Meguhatz is higher quality than just the Beged Mechubas. So even Gihutz, which is also Mikra Din Kol Shloshim, is Mutar B'Yishanim. The Isser of Gihutz is only on Begadim Chadashim, not on Begadim Yishanim. And if that's true, that Gihutz Toch Shloshim is Mutra Megadim Yishanim Kol Shekein Kibbutz. Why does it make sense to Asir Kibbutz Kol Shloshim on Yishanim, but Gihutz Kol Shloshim on Yishanim remains Mutra? That's the Torah's Kasha on this Minag reflected in the Smak. Says the Beit Yosef, Lo Yadati Al Matama. What's the problem? The Dilmas Filik Riva, the Asir Kol Shloshim Filik Kibbutz. So if the smack is based on the Riva holds that no, kibbutz is asr kol shloshim mikradin, and kibbutz applies bein b'yishanim, bein b'chadashim. To that, the Dargi Moshe writes, lo yadati al matamahu, what's the Beis Yosef bothered by? That filu isfile l'smak yiriva, mikal makam yishat ma'ala minag, mitam shakasar rabbeinu, sharei afki yitz mutter b'yishanim, Bimkain, Afin, Nasar, Kibbutz, Mikamakom, Lachamer, Megiyot, Slasar, Biyashanim. The problem is more the development of the minhag. So I understand that the minhag may have developed that mirrors the position of the riva. But why does it make sense, even in the realm of minhag, to essentially be more machmir on kibbutz than on giyus? To say that kibbutz is also across the board, kol shloshim, without qualification, as opposed to giyutz, which is mutter on begadim chadashim. But either way, whether the minhag neatly fits into the category we want it to fit, but that is the bottom line, that is the minhag. And that's what the Ramah concludes in the Darkei Moshe. That's what we saw in the Gosa Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. That is the minhag to Asir Kibos Kol Shloshim, with the potential caveat that we saw in the Shach, quoting for the Bach, that Kibos B'mayim alone would be mutter during Shloshim, where it's only me minhaga. Okay. Then the third element of the Isser Kibbutz, we spoke about doing the laundry and then wearing freshly laundered garments. So, excuse me. The Mechaber writes in Sif Dalid, Asr Tov Shiva L'chabez Ulaniach. Bein Aideyaf and Bein Aideyachera. That not only are you not allowed to do laundry during Shiva, to wear the clothing that you're washing, but you're not allowed to do laundry, even to let it sit until after Shiva. Says the Shach Sivkatan Zayin, Hatam Yishim D'Azabasi is Malacha. So that is because Malacha is Aser anyway. It sounds like within Kibbutz, you have doing laundry in order to give yourself begadim mechubasim to work, to wear, that's beyond the Isser Malacha. But just doing laundry in a vacuum, you don't need an Isser Kibbutz for that per se. That's part of the Isser Malacha. There is an Or Zarua. The Beis Yossi quotes this from the Agos Oshri. We have this in the Or Zarua, Simen Tuf Mem Dalet, Or Zarua Simen Tuf Mem Dalet. So Yosef Ruhr writes that you're not allowed to do laundry, even laniach, even to wear it afterwards. However, the Yosef Ruhr says, Miu b'zman hazeh, ein biyadi les or kibbutz toch shiva kedei laniach l'archa shiva. That he doesn't have the ability to prevent people from doing laundry kedei laniach. Why? V'ditanya hasam v'perek. He's quoting the Gemara in the end of Tanis, Giyus Shalanu Kikibus Shalahep. Right, the Gemara there says in the context of the Isurei Kibus of Shavu Shachalbo that Giyus Shalanu, the Giyus in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, is like the Kibus in Eretz Yisrael, that it's an inferior quality Giyus. And says the Or Zerua, because of that, Asher Legahitz Afilu Laniach Acher Tishabav, Aval Kibbutz Shalanu Mutter, Mashma Lehedya, Dilididan, Shari Lechabes Ulaniach Av Acher Shiva. That based on that Gemara of Kibbutz Shalanu, Kibbutz Shalahem, that kibbutz during Shavu Shachaba, whenever it's usher leading up to Tisha B'Av, would be mutter. So assuming that our kibbutz is like the kibbutz of Bavel, which is of inferior quality, everything goes down a notch. Kibbutz like giyutz, and the actual kibbutz, or giyutz like kibbutz, and actual kibbutz is even worse. So then maybe it should be mutter even laniach. But he says, that's not the minhag, and that's not, he said you could entertain, not be moch against people who are mechabes laniach, but the words of Ruh says that's not the minhag, and therefore, bottom line, you should not be mechabes even laniach. But the Ba'al Yishulchan points out, quoting from the Prisha, the Ba'al Yishulchan Sifkat and Tess, that as far as the minhag during Shloshim, the minhag of not doing laundry, not the minhag of asering kibbutz during Shloshim, so that may only extend to wearing begadim mechubasim and not to doing laundry. I mean, especially if the act of doing laundry itself is more malach oriented, which doesn't apply during Shloshim. So it'd be mutter for an avel to do laundry during Shloshim as long as he's not going to wear it until after Shloshim. Okay, so let's talk now about this minog or practice that the smak and the agosmak has that's reflected here in the Ramah of having someone else wear clothing to avoid the problem of begadim mechubasim. So the lashon of the Ramah that we have here in the Hagos Ramah is the acher shiva shari va'olam naga bo iser. The nogin sha'adam acher lov sham techila. The acher kach lov sham ha'ava. The minhag is that someone else wears clothing first, even if they're mechubasim, and then the avel will wear the clothing. The haminag iker. That line's from the smack. The chaynogim adinas elu la'achar shiva. And that's our minag la'achar shiva. And then he writes, vim lashu adam achir raksha achas dai bekach. So the Baal Shulchan points out that the simple flow of the Ramah sounds like the initial representation of allowing someone else to wear the clothing first even applies during Shiva. And he modifies it, v'cheinogim dinos elu l'achar Shiva. That our practice in dinos elu is to allow someone else to wear clothing first during l'achar Shiva, during Shloshim, but not during Shiva. But it sounds like before that, v'cheinogim dinos elu l'achar Shiva, that the first v'nogim sh'adam achar lo sham may even be tochshim. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim, whether you could entertain doing that even toch shiva. In the hagos smak, the hagos of the Rebbeinu Paris on the smak, it's clear that the meduber there is dafka lacha shiva, dafka during shloshim. That this minhag of having someone else wear the clothing on behalf of the oval to avoid the problem of the chubasim, it's clear in the hagos smak that was only practiced during shloshim, not during shiva. And that's a mefurish and a rivash as well. Chuvis harivash simon samach zayin, that the Beis Yosef is Messiah. Rivash simon samach zayin. He's talking about Shloshim. He writes, aval hayinu nogim in Barcelona, lahalbish yom echad hachaluk v'amigbaos lacher, v'achakach lo v'shosan ha'evel. The practice in Barcelona was to have someone else wear the clothing for a day, and then the avel would wear the clothing. And the context of that rivash is talking about Shloshim, not talking about Shiva. The Tosas that we saw a few moments ago, Tosas on Kaftal and Mubez, Tosas there is writing, presumably, about Tosh Shiva. He's not talking about Shloshim. And there, Tosas has a line, Zewa minog ata shemal bishin osol adam acher yom achatzi yom ve'en zakaroi began mechubes lididei. And that seems to be talking about Toch Shiva. But either way, whether the original Kavana is to allow it even Toch Shiva, but it seems like what's reflected in the Ramah and our common practice is to only allow wearing Begadim B'chubasim Al Yedei Levishas Adam Acher Toch Shloshim and not Toch Shiva. So what is the length of time that you need to wear that clothing for it to be effective? We saw the Lashon of the Ramah was Shah Achas. We saw the Lashon of Tosos was Yom Ochatzi Yom. We saw the Lashon of the Rivash was Yom Echad. And we'll see a little bit later in the last Be'er HaGolan, in the Siman Kos of the Kolbo, in the context of the Begadim Chadashim, Bezo Gimel Yamin. So what is the shear for wearing, having someone else wear clothing to avoid the problem of the Begadim Mechubasim? The Shach comments over here, Stiv Katan Dalad, Rak Shah Achas, Kolomer Zman Ma. So Shah Achas doesn't even mean a literal hour, it means a little bit of time. Ve'eno Tzarech Shah Zmanios. Kemasha and Poskim, Mechaino again. The law of Masha Kasa Belova, Shaoshtaim. Like I'm Hula Dafka Kamar. The Shach thinks that even the Ramah's formulation of Sha'achas is La Dafka, and even less than Sha'achas, even less than a clock hour is sufficient. It means a little bit of time. So how does that square with what we saw in Tosfos of half a day or a day, what we saw in the Rivash of a full day, and what we saw in the Baragolo, quoting from the Kolbo, of 2 or 3 days? Divrei Sofrim suggests in the Emek Davar Sifkatan Mem He that it's not necessarily a machlokes or a stira here. That maybe when Tosfos writes that you wear it for half a day or a day, as we pointed out, the context of Tosfos is during Shiva. So for it to be effective to obviate the problem, begadim mechubasim during Shiva, where it's mikar adin, so then you need a longer amount of time for the clothing to be worn by a third party in order to avoid the status of begadim mechubasim. As opposed to the Ramah, it's talking about the minag toch shloshim. And Tosh Shloshim is sufficient Sha'achas, since Shloshim anyway, the Isser of Begadim Mechubasim is only Mimin Haga and not Midina. Now, the reality is that we don't assume, we're generally not able to allow an Avil to wear Begadim Mechubasim Tosh Shiva, even if someone else were to wear it for half a day or a day. But the principle of that, that's suggested in the Divrei Sofrim. Now, where there's a iser of begadim mechubasim ikar adin, then you require a longer cooling off period of someone else wearing the clothing for you to remove the status of begadim mechubasim.
Wasn't the rivash in the context of the shloshim?
The rivash wasn't in the context of shloshim, so that doesn't necessarily fit with every risha. Also, the rivash. It's hard to know when you're quoting a minhag, it's hard to know how firm the Rivash reports that in Barcelona the minhag was that they wear it for a day. So it's hard to know how much stock to give to that as a absolute minimal requirement. I mean, that was a minhag, but maybe it wasn't absolutely necessary. So to explain why that makes sense, that there's a different standard of time during Shiva as opposed to during Shloshim, the Divrei Sofrim goes on to say, based on Apanim Eros, that when someone else wears the clothing, there are two levels of mechubas that you're kind of nullifying. There's a higher level of cleanliness that's achieved through use of a detergent. And then you can have something that's mechubas b'mayim without detergent. So could be that it requires a longer amount of time to wear the clothing to remove the full status of a begad mechubas. So if you wear it for a little bit of time, so you might remove grade one of kibbutz of the Neser V'chol, but it's still relatively clean, at least on the level of mechubas b'mayim. But during Shiva, or even mechubas b'mayim is usher, so then you have to wear it for a longer amount of time, as opposed to during Shloshim, where mechubas b'mayim is mutter, it's only a v'chol that's usher, so then maybe you need a shorter amount of time in order to remove that status of a beged mechubas. But the general gist of this distinction, which is reflected in the Divrei Sofrim, which Rabbi Willig explained independently, which Rabbi Karp has more or less the same, is that which is usher, when kibbutz is usher, mikar adin, so then you need a longer amount of time in order to remove the status of mechubas, relative as opposed to where it's only usher mi minhaga. The way Rabbi Karp explains it is that in order during Shiva where it's usher midina, so the person has to wear long enough that it absorbs his own sweat, the other person. And then it's definitely not mechubas. But it's only usher misha minhaga, so we're makel that we don't have to go akadekach, that has to absorb the other person's sweat. It's enough to wear it for a shorter amount of time. So this position ends up within Rabbi Willer's way of seeing the world. This ends up as a chumrah during the 9 days. If you assume that you need to wear something for half a day in order to remove the status of mechubas, where it's aser me'ikar adin, so as far as common practice of trying on clothing before the 9 days to avoid the iser wearing begadim mechubas during the 9 days, so during Shavuot Shechalbo, the iser is medina. During the 9 days, it's mi'minhaga. During Shavuot Shechalbo, it's medina. So it wouldn't be sufficient to wear a garment for just a few minutes in order to allow you to wear it during Shavuot Shechalbo, where mechubasim or aser midina, you'd have to wear it for a more significant amount of time.
Does Rabbi Willick have something similar to Rabbi Karp? Because by Tisha B'av, don't you wear it yourself?
I'm sorry?
By the 9 days, you don't have someone else wear it, right?
No, but you wear it yourself before the 9 days because that's the same thing as having someone else wear it. I mean, if you wear your clothing before the 9 days, there's no, at a point that, so that makes it no longer mechubas, so then you're allowed to wear it
by avelis, if 9 days. If you wore something for a certain amount of time.
Before you were an avel?
Yeah, so then that's fine.
That'd be mutter, yeah. But that's not mechubas anymore. Okay. There's a Pische Tshuva here in Sifkaten Beis that quotes a Tshuva's Lachmei Toda. And the way it's quoted in the Pische Tshuva is a little bit sasa. So let's just read a couple lines of the Pische Tshuva citation, then we'll try to explain based on the original source what he meant. I am a Tshuva's Lachmei Toda. Shehela, Deha Delo Hitiru El La'achar Zayin, Hainu Dafka B'machlif L'tanu. We'll just translate what it says here, that the iser of the heter of having someone else put on clothing for you, la'ar ha-shiva, is where you're changing your clothing to enjoy it, latana, for pleasure. Aval imachlif litzorech, kagon shachalik meluchlach. But if you're changing your clothing because it's necessary, because your clothing that you're wearing is dirty, omi shom irbuvya, or because there's some bugs or some something wrong with the clothing, sharia filu b'chol toch shiva, ay dekach. Then it'll be mutter, even during shiva, to have someone else wear it for you. Kamo berchitza delo aser ela shel tanug. Just as it's mutter to engage in rechitza she'ena shel tanug during shiva. U'mashalo b'hadavar zem b'fush b'poskim ein za'el l'rob shituso shidavar lamim din rechitza v'sicha. And the reason that no one actually spelled this out is because it's so pashut, we learned that out from the din of rechitza. So what the Chuvas Lachmei Toda was a Marie Bosan, who was in Italy in the 1700s. So what emerges from looking at that in the original is the following. We saw Tosos and Dalkav Dalet Mebeis that according to Rashi, the Isser Kibus is only Kibus, but there's no Isser of wearing Begadim Mechubas. And Tosfos argued, and we assume like Tosfos, that the Isser of Kibbutz extends to wearing Begadim Mechubasim as well. So the Lachmei Toda tries to explain what the basis of Rashi's position is. They suggest the following within Rashi, that Bigdei Pishtan, flax garments, linen garments, Bigdei Pishtan tend to get dirty more easily than the God they're made from other materials. So when it comes to a Beged Pishtan, which gets dirty easily, if you already washed the Beged Pishtan previously, even if you didn't wear it in the interim, in all likelihood, it's already been a little bit mekulkal, and therefore it doesn't have this complete status of a Beged Mechubas. It's had you just taken it fresh out of the laundry, that would be a Beged Mechubas. But if you have a Beged Pishtan that you washed a week ago, and even if it's sitting around and no one wore it, but the nature of the material is that the quality decreases, even if no one wears it, due to atmospheric pressures. So the Lach Metoda thinks that when Rashi allows you to wear Begadim Mechubasim, in principle, Rashi agrees that there's an Isra wearing Begadim Mechubasim. But in practice, common clothing that people wear, Bigdei Pishtan, as long as they've been sitting around for a little, no longer have the status of Begadim Mechubasim. He thinks that's Shitas Rashi. And Tosis argues, and Tosis assumes, no, that even that has a status of a Beged Mechubas, even if it's Pishtan and it's been sitting around. And that's why you need someone else to wear it in order to remove the status of a Beged Mechubas. So the Lach Metod is bothered that no one, the Poskim don't quote that in the context of Shiva. Poskim just quoted that was reflected here in the Ramah, Lalach, only in the context of Shloshim, not in the context of Shiva. Why is that? Tosfos is talking in the context of Shiva, as we saw. So he suggests that Tosfos' heter of having someone else wear it for you, Toch Shiva, that's only if you're Machlif Litzorech, if there's some Tinuf involved. And that's where you need someone else to wear it on your behalf. But during Shloshim, you can have someone else wear it on your behalf, even Latano. And the reason that you're allowed to wear it during Shiva, if someone else wears it on your behalf, is like Rechitza. Just like there's a heter of Rechitza Mnei Zuama, it's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug, so too is there a heter of Labishas Begadim Mechubasim, if it's not Latanug, but you still have to have someone else wear it. So the way the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Lach Metoda that we have in front of us, it sounds like if it is not Latanug, if it's because your clothing's dirty, then it's mutter during Shiva, then it's mutter during Shloshim, even if it's not Adideach. If you look in Lach Metoda inside, that's not what he's saying. He's saying during Shiva, if it's Meluchlach, then it's mutter Adideacher. During Shloshim, it's mutter ayidei tanug, but you still need an ayidei acher. You always need ayidei acher. The question is, even ayidei acher, does it ever work during Shiva? Tosa said during Shiva, it does work ayidei acher. He's bothered. Poskim don't quote that. He says it's true lahalacha that if it's meluchlach, then you're allowed to wear it during Shiva, as long as someone else wears it first. As opposed to during Shloshim, where even if it's a tanug, you could wear it if someone else wears it first. That's how the Lach Metoda really says it, and the Piskei Tshuva citation seems to be a little not reflective of what the Lach Metoda actually says inside. Rabbi Carr points out the following lashon of the Rabbi Chilni Pariz in this context. The Chilni Pariz writes here on Kaf Dalet, Adam shetzarach lahachlif bimei evlo, bimnei sheosam shu lovesh kashim meusim megrum biyoser. If someone needs to change his clothing during avelos because the clothing that he's wearing is disgusting, oshem yesh bam rima, or there's bugs in them, the kasha lav lovshan yoser, ra'isi bnei adam sheyunosin alavan aladam acher lelovsham yom ochatziyom kodem v'chei nachon v'hagun lasa. So he points out that Rechimli Pariz reflects that idea that the heter, the tosa we have lefaneinu on the daf and kafdalid, sounds like it's mutar ayidei acher without any qualification during Shiva. And the Chelmi Paria says, no, it's only mutar day after during Shiva in a situation where it's really disgusting or infested, and then you need to change the clothing, but it still has to be done. So that's consistent with this comment of the Lachmei Toda, the way it says in the Lachmei Toda in the original. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sivkat and Vav, Sivav and Siv Zayin, Kimdumani Sha'ata Einis Harim Bezel Litein La'achar Lilbo Shaksones. That common practice is not to give it to someone else to wear, not to give your shirt to someone else to wear. Because people are repulsed by wearing a shirt that someone else wears. So he's talking about a ksonas that touches the body, what we would call an undershirt, presumably, or a shirt that, if you're not wearing an undershirt, whatever touches the body. So he says, common practice is that during Shloshim, Avelim wear a ksonas that's mechubis, even without giving it to someone else to wear. So because it gets so sweaty, you have to change it. And maybe even the riva only meant that there's an isser of kibbutz for shar begadim, not for a kasonis. So that's what we refer to as a begad zeah, a garment that naturally gets sweaty. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that kind of a begad zeah, common practice is, and he says ksonas is a begad zeah, the common practice is not to give it to someone else to wear first, because that's not latanug, and maybe that wasn't nichlal in the shita of the riva. Then he quotes, Ra'isi le'echem e'agdolim shekasav da'afilu b'chol mutter la'avel b'soch shiva la'achlet aksonis ima yashanam le'ezeah or abuvya, that he saw, someone says, that even during shiva, you can wear a new aksonis, if you're, the one that you're wearing is sweaty. The la'asri rak le'tanug, v'lemenei yutzar k'mo b'rachitza, so that's how he quotes the Lachmei Toda. So he's talking about where the minig was to change your ksones once a week. So then if you change it by Ere Shabbos, he says during Shloshim, you definitely can change it. And he says the minig is not to give it to someone else to wear first. Now his citation of the Lachmei Toda is the way the Piskei Tshuva quotes it, but not the Lachmei Toda Lefaneinu, who we said only allows switching your garment during Shiva. Someone else wears it first, even if it's because it got dirty. The Badi Yashulchan and the Divrei Sofer point out that the Aruch HaShulchan presumably never saw the Lachmei Toda inside, because his citation reflects a Piskei Tshuva version and not the version in the original. The Divrei Sofer says that you could distinguish the Lachmei Toda drew a parallel between Rechitza, which is Mutter, Tok Shiva, B'makom Zuama, if it's not a Rechitza Shel Tanug, and changing your clothing, B'makom Zuama, or B'makom Zeya. So Divrei Sofer says you could distinguish, because if you're all dirty and you wash off the dirt, so the net result is neutral. If you are dirty, you remove the dirt. There's no pleasure involved in being in a neutral state, as opposed to if you put on a clean garment, so you remove the dirty garment, but now you're not in a neutral state, now you're in a more comfortable state. So you could distinguish between Rechitza Shel Tanug and Levishas Begadim Mechubasim She'eino Shel Tanug. But either way, I believe that, you know, we'll talk in a minute more about the gather of Bigdei Zeah, but if something isn't defined as a Bigdei Zeah, it's just dirty. So if you needed to change that garment during Shiva, I think common practice is to have someone else wear it, not like the, or if there's a need to do it, then you would have someone else wear it. One second. Sorry. In a situation, in general, the minhag is not to wear begadim b'chubasim tol shiva, even ayde levishas adam acher. But in a situation where you have nothing else to wear and you're, the clothing that you have that isn't that wasn't b'chubas is dirty and unwearable, then there's what to rely on to have someone else wear it for a day or two, and then wear it under those circumstances. Now, in terms of what the Aruch HaShulchan referenced as a Beged Zeah being of a different category, so many poskim assume, Rabbi Felder has this in the Sodei Smachos, for example, quoting Rav Moshe, many poskim assume that undergarments have the status of a Beged Zeah and doesn't fall under the regular Isser of wearing Begadim B'chubasim, and therefore you could change them during Shiva, even without having someone else wear them first. Ba'al HaShulchan doesn't like that. The Ba'al HaShulchan doesn't think that there's an absolute category of Bigdei Zeah, but it's all on a case-by-case basis. Once something becomes dirty and sweaty, then you can change it. But it doesn't mean that you could change your underwear as a matter of course every day during Shiva per se. I believe that most of us can assume that there is a heter of changing Bigdei Zeah as a matter of course during Shiva and not viewing them as regular begadim mechubasim. But Vavadya adds into that the possible sfek sveika that safek, maybe the lachos like Rashi and the Rambam, that there's no isser wearing begadim mechubasim anyway. And even if there is a isser wearing begadim mechubasim as we pass in Shulchan Aruch, maybe Bigdei Zeah aren't included in that isser. And Vavadya quotes from Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Yashiv, that they were matir changing Bigdei Zeah during Shavuot Shachal Bo Tisha B'Av as well. Rav Shechter quotes from Aaron Soloveitchik, and this is Rabbi Willick's position as well, that a shirt nowadays has the status of a Bigdei Zeah. Most of the contemporary poskim in the Kitzur Sforim Donos in the way, as a matter of course, per se, but Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is probably the opinion, Rabbi Willick's of the opinion, Lemaisa, that a shirt is considered a Bigdei Zeah. It's something that, even if it doesn't directly touch the skin all around, but it's something that does typically get sweaty, and therefore you could be mako to wear a shirt that's mechubas even during Shiva. That ends up being a relative kula to the chumrah of Shavuot Shachal Bo. If you assume that in order to wear clothing during Shavuot Shachal Bo, you have to wear it for half a day or a day prior to the 9 days, but at least if you're makel that a shirt is considered a Bigdei Zeah, you don't have to worry about shirts. Rabbi Karp doesn't like that. Rabbi Karp writes that our shirts are more chashuv than the kisonas that the Aruch HaShulchan spoke about. Our shirts are more formal, and therefore should not be considered to be a Bigdei Zeah. Now, as far as having someone else wear the garment in advance of the Avel, in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, Perak Yud Ches, footnote 18, he quotes from the Sefer Lechem upon him that you could also put it on the floor and have it get dirty that way, as opposed to having someone else wear it. Rabbi Shulchan isn't convinced of that. He points out that you don't really find that in the classic poskim. And if that was the case, then why do you have to bother someone else to wear it for you? Isn't the easier solution just to put it on the floor? But the Minchas Yitzchak also has such a notion, Minchas Yitzchak Chelag Yitzchak Mem Dalid, Chelag Yitzchak Mem Dalid, of putting on the floor. He says it as a better solution for an istinus. An istinus may be more comfortable having the clothing on the floor than having someone else wear it for him in advance. Okay, so we still have to talk about wearing begadim mechubasim on Shabbos and wearing dikdik. That was a loud bolt of thunder. So we have to talk about wearing dikdik Shabbos and begadim mechubasim on Shabbos. But maybe we will leave that for next time. Okay, we'll stop here for today. So we'll just finish up Kibbutz and Gihutz next time for a few minutes, and then move on to Shin Tzadi and the Isser of Giluach.
Rabbi Zilberman.
Yes.
Assuming that somebody adopts the opinion of Rabbi Willig, or perhaps if they have another special dispensation to wear a shirt, to put on a new shirt during Shiva, presumably that shirt would require a kriya. Correct.
Yeah, correct. Right. That is correct. But we didn't get to Kriya yet.
Right, okay. Fine. Just wanted to. Okay.
Yeah. But or if it's that is correct. But that's independent of the issue of Kibbutz.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So we'll reconvene with Hashem on Thursday. Have a good day.